Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. And over the last few years, I have interviewed Trooper Steve Lamani about his Shop with a Cop program that's now entering its 16th year. Trooper Steve gets harder and harder to catch up with each year because he's always out and about setting up for these massive events all around Westmoreland County. He raises money throughout the year with the help of volunteers and many committee members, and then he identifies children that could benefit from gifts at Christmas. He invites them all to the local Walmarts. They go through the store and they pick several items. Most of the time, they pick items for other people and not just themselves. And it's a beautiful, beautiful program that I'd like to explain to you more about. Now, when I caught up with Steve this year, he was already out setting up in the pouring rain for some of these events. Let's take a listen.
Well, I appreciate that. I feel awesome that you emphasized the 16 years. It really made me feel old. So that was odd. I pre you know you always bring me down to earth. So that's awesome. I appreciate that. And I can't thank you enough for always being there from the day I started the shopping program, walking me through all my mistakes, and then you becoming an entrepreneur and donating to the program for all these years. So because of people like yourself and the people that are listening out there, thank you, because I'm kind of heading towards the end of my career. And I can't thank you enough for all of the donations, all of the monetary donations of support. And if you are interested in sponsoring a child, it is really easy. It's $150 per child. You can easily call me at the State Police Barracks at my direct dial to my office, which I've given out, is 724-832-6485. I know, try to abstain from calling 911 for that type of thing. Also, if you want to reach out to our website, we are westmorelandshopwiththecop.org. I can't thank our community enough, and I can't thank your radio show and you and your family for always following along with us. And I appreciate the age comment. So thanks a bunch, Jen. I can't thank you enough. And please try and edit it so that I say the fun stuff and I don't have all the mess ups in the edit.
You have no mess ups in this edit because we're going to do a montage of the shows that we've recorded with you over the last several years. But real quick, there is one headline that I want you to talk about, and that's your really quest to make sure that Shop with a Cop is self-sustaining. And your goal was to try to find a revenue stream that would make it self-sustaining. So can you give the listeners a little preview of what's happening?
So I have a couple new things coming up. I've been working right now on a small games of chance license where we might be raffling off a Corvette. And I'm hoping that we're able to financially cover the cost of the Corvette because I have to sort of have to pay for that up front.
Okay,
And
so you got to look at the Shop with a Cop Facebook page to make sure you buy a ticket for that.
yes. So if it does that, there's a really good chance that if I am able to walk away, that maybe that's the only thing that we do, that and sell the yard signs, the other ancillary fundraisers we do. I don't know if the people will continue to do it once I retire. And it's been an incredible, I've been very fortunate. And it's because of these listeners. I know you hear me out there. If you want to be a part of it, you want to get behind the program and you want to help it into the future, there's definitely some ways to do it. You know, contact us, contact Jen. You can contact Jen all you want
Yeah,
by
there you
email or
go.
phone number. But yeah, there's a lot of things you can do to help us. And I really look forward to servicing the community as I get close to retirement. But
And one more thing, let's give a shout out to Walmart and all the locations where you take these children shopping this year.
yeah, so we're gonna hit six Walmarts. We start down in Belle Vernon, and we work our way around the county. So we'll start in Belle Vernon, and we do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We take a break and reboot. So we hit Belle Vernon, and then Mount Pleasant, and then we'll be in Latrobe. Then we reboot and we start again, and we'll start in Greensburg. We'll head up to Delmont, and then we'll finish off in the North Huntington, Irwin area, and that'll be the last Walmart we hit. And generally, it's a six-figure note at the end of the day. So it's around $100,000 with all the children, you know, that we're going to be taking somewhere in that 500-ish range. And so it's been great. And one of the things we expanded to this past year, which, man, I'll be honest with you, it might have been one of the most fun things I've ever done. We took kids that can't afford to go to the prom, And we took them shopping at Macy's. Macy's partnered with us. They kicked in $3,000. I was able to kick in. Well, I thought it was going to be $3,000 from Shop with a Cop. Ended up being bad budgeting on my part. It's a little bit more expensive to buy a suit and some dresses. And it's the ancillary stuff that kind of got away from me, the belts, the shoes, right? The costume stuff, the makeup for the girls. So we spent about $375 a kid. But for especially for a man, a boy, we took 24 boys and 4 women. And you know, the thing about the boys is like that's their suit to go to a job interview, right? That's like their suit to propel them into the future. And they didn't have that opportunity when it came to going other places, you know. So it was to try and make them feel good at the Grand March, make them feel good when they walk on stage. You know, those were kids that couldn't afford to go to the prom. You know, were embarrassed by the things they were wearing, and it's a remedy that Shop with a Cop is trying to come up with. And I'll be honest with you, it was a lot of fun spending time with the guys and like talking about how to tie a tie, like your gig line. For those of you that don't know, that's when your buttons are all kind of in line with your belt buckle and the zipper. So it's, am I allowed to say zipper? Okay. So it's all of that type of stuff, and I can't thank you enough. That's kind of the new we'll call it an expansion of Shop of the Cop to try and help children and you know these are young men and women, right? They get overlooked because everyone likes the 5-year-old little kid, the 6-year-old little girl, right? Like that's who they kind of gravitate towards. But those kids that are teenagers, right? They know what life is like because they've gone through these hard times this entire way through, and you only got one shot. You got one shot at being your senior at your prom thing, right? Whatever that prom event might be, and we want to help make them feel like the kids that families maybe are a bit more fortunate and financially more fortuitous, however you want to, whatever the correct verbiage is, and really looking forward to expanding the program in that direction.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. I decided since Trooper Steve was so busy this year setting up for a massive 16th year of Shop with a Cop that I would pull a little montage clips of interviewing him over the years. And one of the pieces from one of my favorite interviews with him was talking about how he is able to identify the young people who deserve a special shopping trip at Christmas.
Great question. So I to try and identify children and make sure that we didn't miss kids, because I hate saying you meet a kid that would be benefit from the program in February and then you don't have a chance to run across that child again. We created a business card, and on the business card it has our logo, and it says we'd like you to participate in the Shop of the Pro excuse me we'd like you to participate in the Shop of the Cop program. Contact us at the information on the back of the card. And then on
So
there,
that's up to the families or the parents
the
or
police officer.
the police officer makes the recommendation.
Yes, the police officer has that business card. They go right, and on the back it has officer, incident number, and phone number, so that you can write down, you know, this is the incident number. So God forbid you went to a fatal crash or a bad crash, and there was kids there, and you met the kids, and you know they're going to the ambulance. And then you, st I would stop and visit the kids a lot of times that were in a bad crash just to see them at the hospital, and I give them the business card. Right here, give me a phone call. I want to take you Christmas shopping. So now the child or the family has the business card. Right? So now I get to reach. I get a phone call. I get a message from the family. Hey, we'd love to, you gave us this card. Absolutely, we can't wait to take you shopping. I would say close to half of our children are from direct contact with police
Well, that's the
interaction.
way you want it, though.
Yes.
That's the whole point was
Yes.
for them to feel like they also have some power to assist in a
Yes.
terrible situation.
Yes. And they're given this card, like, here, thank you. I want to take you. And you're giving them something that's positive in a negative situation. Oh my God, I get to do Christmas shopping with you? Yes, we're gonna have fun. And by the way, we have a photo booth there now. And we're gonna take funny photographs in, you know, police officers with elf
Which
hats.
you actually own the photograph
I
booth
did buy the
right
photo
now,
booth.
so that you have it. Well, and that's smart because you're thinking, I'm going to pay to rent this every year and I want to save the organization money.
Yes,
So, you know,
exactly what I
this
was
is my
doing.
investment. So someday after you retire, you'll be renting out the
I'll be like, okay, well, how can I make Shop of the Cop money with this photo booth,
Right,
right?
right.
Be
Yeah,
renting it out.
you'll be renting it out and working on that. That's phenomenal.
So that's how we get the majority of them. And then we'll get another clump of kids, for lack of better terms, from Children's Youth Services, Westmoreland Community Action. They work with a lot of people that are struggling.
Even the schools, right? The
school, right? Super. So now we'll reach out. We'll talk to the guidance counselors at the schools, and we'll tell them kind of like what we have left over and where these kids fit in. And then next thing you know, we're taking, you know, 300, 400, 500 kids shopping, depending on the year and the need.
And that's all with Walmart, right?
All with Walmart.
You do with, and they've been a great partner for you for 15 years.
A home run. They basically funded the program the first year entirely.
Right. So you didn't have any money to take.
I was broke. I was 100% broke. The money that I got was theirs. Then on top of that, they give the children winter clothing. So some type of combination of jackets, gloves, boots, and hats. They provide the kids, and they donate probably somewhere in that 10 to 20 grand range just in grant money that I'll collect during the year. And then you will see them. They'll all be up at the golf outing on September 11th at Champion Lakes this September 11th. If you want to come, we still have some openings. So
I'll be there.
So I still have
my paperwork.
That's right. I look forward to it. So they'll be up at Champion Lakes, and they basically – kind of, well, together with myself and like my real close staff members, they'll run the golf outing, and they write a grant for that as a part of giving back to the community by going out and actually working an event.
Yeah, that's such a tremendous partnership. I mean, you got to get in with someone like that to really help this be successful.
I was shocked. They give away $1 million a day. I had no clue. I'm just a small blimp, and the fact that they think of me and then the program and all the kids that they're helping, it's great. They have stuff for the kids when we go there. There'll be snacks and goodies, and sometimes they have lunch laid out. They'll have a Santa Claus once in a while roaming around. It's great. Their hospitality's been amazing. They close down usually, but we go to the lawn and garden section, and basically like that's our space to set up like our home base when we're there. So they've been great, and I'm a very lucky human being to have them in my corner.
Trooper Steve Lamani talking about just the critical partnership with Walmart during his Shop with a Cop program that's now in its 16th year in existence. And they really seem to have ironed out this partnership. They certainly know what to do and how to prepare for the Shop with a Cop program.
Walmart decided not to be 24/7.
Yes.
Right? So they're closing. They usually have extended hours this time of year, right? Because of Christmas. So now that I'm old, I take a nap. So I'll be leaving here, right? And then eventually I'm going to take a nap, and I'm going to wake up around 11 o'clock. And then I'm going to drive down to the Belle Verne Walmart, where they already know. I sent out my emails to the Walmart managers as a reminder, because we take over the area by lawn and garden. Mm-hmm. So I have, I mean, police tape comes in handy for lots of stuff, right? It comes in handy for, crime scenes, and also for my shopping scene, which is going to take place.
So you kind of line them up and block off the area.
So I will take the police tape and those shopping carts. I learned if you flip them over, they're not going to really move, and I'm able to use with the wheels to wrap it, right?
So what? You're going to make a heck of a chief security officer for Walmart,
right? You're saying there's a chance, right? I have another career ahead of me. So yeah, so I will be leaving tonight to flip over and a bunch of shopping carts and rope off the area out in the Belle Verne Walmart. And we'll start off there. We'll probably have around 60 or so kids that we're going to take shopping with the local police departments down there. And then we kind of like rotate ourselves around the county. And of course, this is my nap season, right? So I got to take naps on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I can't get up. I can't, by the time I drive down there, do all that work, I get home, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. And then I got to get up to get my butt down there, right? To get everything so it's right to take the kids shopping.
Hours and hours.
It is. And I'm worried. I always worry, like, is the photo booth working? Can we take a dry run? What's going on with the registers? Am I got my nonprofit tax ID information? How, you know, so I'm generally like a person that is just always trying to think of the next thing that's going to go wrong so I could get ahead of it so it doesn't happen. So
Belle Verne on Monday.
Yep, so we're Belle Verne on Monday, Mount Pleasant on Tuesday, and then we're at La Trobe on Wednesday. We get to reboot for the rest of the week, and then we're back at it the following Monday in Greensburg, and then Tuesday in Delmont, and then Wednesday, and I don't want to say it wrong because I know it's a hotbed, like North Huntington, Irwin/Walmart out there, so I don't want to say anything incorrect about that Walmart. They're a great store, and Kenny Ross usually picks up the tab at that store, which is pretty impressive. Wow. But yeah, so that's the last store that we end up at. And then the dust settles, and I leave from there. I go to the accounts with like literally like a box full of receipts, from the day because I run everything on a credit card. They hate me, right? They absolutely hate me, to be honest with you. But yes, so I go back there with the receipts from all the credit card I've been swiping over and over again. And we work on they start to just work through what I'm going to owe. And then I get a bill in the middle of January, and that we're able to write the check. But they it's a big one. It's a big credit card bill. So if somebody wanted to donate even after, like, well, I didn't get the check there. I didn't get it there by the 20th. Oh, don't worry. I didn't pay yet. I didn't pay. Believe me, your donation could be applied.
Credit.
Yes. We do a little payback, you know, and the goal always is I hope I never have to have a January fundraiser to pay for last year's Christmas. So I haven't had to do that yet. So we've been very fortunate.
That's amazing. I mean, so much goes into it. I just don't think people realize it. Why don't you tell me one or two stories over the years of kids that it just kind of ripped your heart out?
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. She wants to make me cry. I see how that works. No, right. So I think that the first one was probably the biggest eye opener, right? Because I, you know, it's the first time I got a couple. So the very first shopping program, we take the family where their mother was trying to make it across the railroad tracks in Derry. And she had two little girls and an infant. And as she's trying to progress across the tracks, there's a train coming and she doesn't make it. But the two girls survive, the infant and she does not. And that was about 3 weeks before Christmas. And we on top of trying to be not be insensitive, reach out to the family. They take us up on coming shopping. You know, we take the girl shopping, and you know I'm hugging the father. He's in tears. You know, it's a good moment for them to be able to try and forget about what transpired, at least for a short period of time. And it takes a couple of years. He reaches out to me and says, "Hey, the girls, we had a small settlement, but the girls want to make a donation to the shopping program." And I'm blown away, right? Because I gave them $50 and, you know, they write a check for $1,000. And then we have the girls and they actually came shopping just to spend time with the other kids. And they were in their, it was pajama day at school. I'll never forget it because they were in their pajamas. And they're like, "Oh, Trooper Steve, it was pajama day at school." And like, they're like full of energy and they're all excited.
Which made you happy.
You
know, you didn't want to see them.
No, they remembered going shopping. They loved taking the other kids shopping. You know, their father was there, like, you know, everyone's in tears and, you know, the kids weren't actually in tears. The adults are in tears. Mm-hmm. The kids were like pumped that we were the first ones that got to go. Like they were like telling the other kids, "We are the first ones that got to go. Like, we're going to help you. Yeah. We donated so you guys can go shopping." And like, here they are running around the Walmart, you know, like just it's right. And you're like, "Holy crap. Like this is nuts." Right. So yeah, I'm like, well, I guess that's what it's for. That's how it's supposed to work. Right. You know, and then that second year we were able to expand and we had a little bit of money. We were in Mount Pleasant. And I was in Mount Pleasant, and I remember that this kid comes over to me, and he's like, "Hey, I want to take I want to buy something for my mother," right? And instead of himself, right? This is like the first one that's coming to me. Poof! I need to buy something for somebody else because we only took 20 kids shopping the first time. They had $50,
right?
This is the first day of the second year we're shopping. This kid's like, "Hey, I want to buy something for somebody else," and you know, shame on me. I'm thinking negative thoughts. Yeah, what do you want? Like, you know, your mom sent you in here to get her cigarettes or something, you know, and unfortunately that, you know, that was my jadedness of being in maybe law enforcement a little too long without having enough positives in my career, you know, mostly people trying to pull stuff over. And I told this kid, I said, "How about he wanted to get her a flower?" And I'm like, "My friend, we're in Walmart, right? At Christmas time, like there's no, your flower selection here is limited."
Minimal.
Yeah. And then the flower he told me, like, I never heard of it, right? Like, I know of like a rose and like a dandelion. I know nothing in between. This kid's like, "I want this certain plant." I said, "How about we get our coffee pot?" The Scottsdale police officer's behind me, like saying, like, you know, cut, you know, give me like the cut sign to stop talking. The kid's little wheels are churning. He's like, "Hey, you know, no one else at the cemetery's mom has a..."
Well, everyone else's mom has
Everyone has flowers. Everyone has flowers at the cemetery. And, you know, I don't, you know, and I was like, here's this kid's mom died in a car crash. Right. And he wants to get flowers to put on her grave. And that's what he wants to do. And I'm telling him to get a coffee pot. Right. So I was like, holy crap. You know, I'm like, hey, man, you know what? You go and buy whatever you want. And I'm going to make some phone calls. And we're going to find these flowers and you're going to have them. Right. So like, we're going to work through that. And so, you know, obviously I was like, where's my credit card? I'm going to pay for this kid's flowers for a thing. Right. Because this is what this kid's thinking about at Christmas time. So.
What a story from Pennsylvania State Trooper Steve Lamani, who has chaired the Shop with a Cop program for the last 16 years. And, you know, I've watched Steve over the years really try to market this program. And I dug out this video, one of the first videos he made about Shop with a Cop from back in 2019. I think it's a great summary of the program. Take a listen.
I love it. Thank you for your interest in Shop with a Cop. To give you a little explanation about the program, it's a program that started 10 years ago, and we team up children that are a victim of crime or unfortunate circumstance with a police officer from their area. The child gets to attend a Walmart that's close by, and they get to spend $150 on items in the store that are not electronic items. People ask a lot of times about nominations. Just so you know, we don't take self-nominations. These nominations will come from police officers or from an outside source, such as Children and Youth Services or maybe a guidance counselor at their school. So if you're interested in Shop with a Cop to donate, please contact us on our Facebook page. Or if you have other questions about Shop with a Cop, feel free to send us a message. Again, we do not take self-nominations, and we're always here to try and help serve the community. We've taken over 5,000 kids shopping, and we've sent out over $350,000 over the past 10 years. So thank you again for your interest, and we look forward to seeing you and have a wonderful Christmas this year.
That's State Trooper Steve Lamani one more time giving us the information on how to donate to the Shop with a Cop program.
And if you are interested in sponsoring a child, it is really easy. It's $150 per child. You can easily call me at the State Police Barracks at my direct dial to my office, which I've given out, is 724-832-6485. I know China abstained from calling 911 for that type of thing. Also, if you want to reach out to our website, we are westmorelandshopatthecop.org. I can't thank our community enough, and I can't thank your radio show and you and your family for always following along with us. And I appreciate the age comment. So thanks a bunch, Jen. I can't thank you enough. And please try and edit it so that I say the fun stuff and I don't have all the mess ups.
So that website again is shopwithacop.org. You can go to westmorelandshopwithacop.org, westmorelandshopwithacop.org. On there, you can see all about Shop with a Cop, this nonprofit organization that helps children during the holidays who were victims of crime or unfortunate circumstances throughout the year. So for a donation of $150, you can sponsor one child at this year's Shop with a Cop event. You'll also receive a yard sign to display in your yard showing your contribution. Again, if you would like to help, you can visit that website. They have a Venmo QR code on there. You can drop off or mail a check to the Pennsylvania State Police Barracks in Greensburg. Now, you'll make that check out to SWAC. So that's the initials for Shop with a Cop. And the address is 100 North Westmoreland Avenue in Greensburg. And after they receive your check, they will deliver a yard sign to your address. And I know they thank you very much for your continued support. All kinds of fundraisers throughout the year. They have an ugly sweater contest. They have the golf outing that's the Monday after Labor Day every single year. It's a great way to get involved. And for $150, you too can sponsor the Shop with a Cop program. So something to think about in the future as we approach Christmas and we all want to share our blessings. And this is certainly a wonderful and worthy organization to donate to. Thank you so much for listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. As always, we are always looking for organizations who would like to have a voice on the show. We encourage you, if you are in the business of serving the community, to reach out to WHJB. We would love to have you on Westmoreland Community Connections. It airs every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. on WHJB. Once again, I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Thanks so much for listening.